Ah, love, let us be true to one another. For the world, which seems to lie before us like a land of dreams, so various, so beautiful, so new, hath really neither joy, nor love, nor light, nor certitude, nor peace, nor help for pain. And we are here as on a darkling plain, swept with confused alarms of struggle and flight, where ignorant armies clash by night. Matthew Arnold, Dover Beach. Fatima always wore a headscarf in those days, which would slip back over her badly dyed purple-black hair as the day passed. And I took to wearing one too, knotted like a gypsy's at the back of my head. She would pull me onto her lap and tell me I looked just like my mother when she was small, and how she had always been my grandfather's favourite, and that was why he had chosen her to come to England. "Do you miss your dad?" I asked my mother once. "No. He is always with me in my head." The next evening, after my grandmother had given me my bath, she took me once again into the living room for another story. "Tonight," the old woman said, "I am going to tell you how to recognise a witch when you see one." "Can you always be sure?" I asked. "No," she said, "you can't, and that's the trouble. But you can make a pretty good guess." She was dropping cigar ash all over her lap, and I hoped she wasn't going to catch fire before she'd told me how to recognise a witch. "In the first place," she said, "a real witch is certain always to be wearing gloves when you meet her." "Surely not always," I said. "What about in the summer when it's hot?" "Even in the summer," my grandmother said, "she has to. Do you want to know why?" "Why?" I said. "Because she doesn't have fingernails. Instead of fingernails, she has thin, curvy claws like a cat, and she wears gloves to hide them. Mind you, lots of very respectable women wear gloves, especially in winter, so this doesn't help you very much." "Mama used to wear gloves," I said. "Not in the house," my grandmother said. "Witches wear gloves even in the house. They only take them off when they go to bed." "How do you know all this, Grandmama?" "Don't interrupt," she said. "Just take it all in. The second thing to remember is that a real witch is always bald."